Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the bunch.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through.
I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose. Tonight, I'm on top of the world, in front of the crowd. Smoke in the air, look at me now.
Yes, another beautiful Saturday, and it's time to talk football right here on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. My name is Kofi Raphael Asiedu. This is Inside the Net Football Africa. We talk African football right here on the show. We have a lot to look at on today's edition of the program. The Super Falcons of Nigeria, they went to Turkey. Yes, and they went, they saw, and they conquered. Good one for the Super Falcons. We'll be looking at that on the show today. We'll also be talking the CAF Confederations Cup. Yes, Enyimba International, after defeating Rivers United, yes, has made it to the group stage of the CAF Confederations Cup. Some call it the group of death. I don't know if that is what I will call it. We'll also look at the Principals Cup. It went down yesterday in Lagos at the Agege Stadium, precisely where Igbobi College of Lagos played against Government College of Kaduna. That game ended in a draw. We'll take a look at that. And also, we'll be talking the Nigerian Professional Football League, where Riga will join us. We'll look at match day 13. If we have time, we'll look at match day 12, the matches that went down, you know. And after that, we'll go to the Man of the Game segment, where we'll have a guest in the house. He's a veteran journalist, someone who has followed Nigerian football for as long as I can remember. He's my mentor, yes, in this industry. He'll be joining us later on the show, and we are going to be looking at, you know, incidents in the Nigerian league, particularly with what happened over last weekend. I think 2 weeks ago, yes, where some of the club side, Adamawa United, were involved in robbery on the road coming to Lagos to honour the game against MFM. We'll also be looking at Wiki tourists that were involved in accident on the road. The bus that were carrying the players were burnt totally, completely. We'll be looking at that. Also, we're taking a look at Robo FC. Yes, our ladies also were involved in road accident. So we'll be looking at that, and we'll be providing solutions, you know, to all of that. Why are we not, you know, taking flight? Why are we always on the road? Most times the club side go through the night journey, and the road is not safe anymore. So we'll be taking a look at all of that. Kofi Raphael Asiedu is my name, and of course, we'll go on a short break so we can, you know, a musical break, yes, to get the groove on. And after that, we'll come back, we'll talk a little bit off the field, I want to say it, off the pitch of play. Yes, we'll be looking at aerobics. How important is aerobics for or to footballers? We'll be looking at that after we return from this short break.
Fire, I could talk on it, and I heard it on the street that they got love for me.
Oh, show, Baba. Now, Baba, God, they make me turn my swag on. Them, they bad to me anytime when the song's on. Them, they see the light, they shining, them, they run come.
Now, you see, say, we there on the city. I don't think that any one of you can step to titty. I just wanna sing.
the song song. Break it down, oh yeah, shake it to the jungle, yeah.
Baba God don't bless us, now why we dey talk this matter, eh? Some people want to pull me down, I still dey work, eh?
No be say them say, no they do like say you know no. No be say them say, my brother.
Oh yeah, Joe for me.
If I start to talk, the thing where I don't take my eyes, see we no going. My brother, we no going. If I start to count, the thing where my back on it don't do, we no going. My sister, we no going. If I start to talk. Baba God, it don't do, we no go end.
My sister,
we no go end. If I start to count all the blessings Baba God, it give me, we no go end. My brother, he no go end. Throw your hands up in the air for me. If you feel it, sing along, sing the song for me. You can pop anything, lift the bill for me. When the sun comes on, know your joy for me.
No follow them, they complain. Make you no forget, say Baba God day. Every day is a good day. Holiday from Monday to Sunday.
Oh, yeah, come on, eh. Oh, yeah, grace, okay. Oh, yeah, part, I won't show them problem, no day. See my life today. Blessings every day. I they shine so bright.
Yes, thank you for staying with us right here on Spirits of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. And the show you are listening to is Inside the Net Africa Football Show. Kofi Raphael Asiedu is my name. And like I said, on this segment, we'll be talking about aerobics. And I have a yoga instructor in the house. She's the business manager of Trooper. Her name is Roslyn Iyemike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we are looking at aerobics. Quickly, tell us what aerobics is all about.
Okay, so aerobics is any form of exercise that uses oxygen. So that's what aerobics is about. So if we give examples of aerobic exercises, that's where we get running, jogging, walking, swimming, jump roping. So there are a number of aerobic exercises that one can do to ensure that we're constantly utilizing oxygen for the activities we tend to do.
Okay, so let's marry it now with football. How does it come in with football? How does, you know, how important is aerobics to football or footballers?
Okay, so for footballers, what footballers do is an aerobic form of exercise because you're doing short burst of sprints across the field for 90 minutes. And now you're utilizing oxygen. Your lung capacity should be enlarged enough to carry such movement from one goalpost to the next. Now, as a footballer, that is pretty important. So when they're doing their warm-ups, their leg walks, the huddle drills, the agility drills, these are aerobic forms of exercise, routines. So for footballers, aerobics is pretty important because they have to constantly ensure that they stay on top of their games. It's not just about coming to the pitch on the day. As it said, Muhammad Ali would say, every champion is not made on the pitch, but made during the course of training. So what are the little things that these footballers are doing off the pitch, and that's where you start to put those other forms of exercises that they tend to do to ensure that when they're on the pitch, we all can say that is a good footballer. Like if we take, for example, the Cristiano Ronaldo's, the Messi's, if we look at their, if you've ever seen, a documentary about them, it's not just about what they do on the pitch, but even outside. So you see them go to the gym to lift. You see them go to the gym to do other forms of, even some of them do yoga because they also have to ensure that their body is as flexible as possible and remove all the kinks that is created from the workouts that they engage in.
Yes, we are talking aerobics right here on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, Inside the Net Africa Football Show. I have Roslyn Iyemike in the house. I hope I pronounced that name very well.
Okay.
Yeah, and we are talking about aerobic, how important aerobic is to footballers. We've seen a lot of players, who slumped and died, you know, while playing. Vivian Foe of Cameroon, for instance. There's Fabrice Muamba for who plays then, I think, was Bolton, I think. You know, all of them relating to cardiac arrest. Does this have anything to do with the amount of aerobics or the fact that they you know, they don't exercise much?
Okay, so it's not just about whether they exercise enough, but sometimes we also need to we need to know where our health status is, because there are always signals, even with the body. The body would always signal you. Now, for those who have died on the field of play, when a cardiac arrest occurs, it's just the flow of blood from the body all the way to the heart. Once there's a seize, it seizes, that's what leads to a cardiac arrest. Now, first responders, how is that? How do people respond to that situation to help the person in this? So it's not about whether you exercise a lot or not, but are there a number of factors that come to play for a cardiac arrest to occur? So now, does a person smoke? Did the person expose themselves to situations that would lead to that? So those are things that people should put into consideration. Even nutrition, what are you eating? What are you eating? The food. So there are a number of factors that lead to a cardiac arrest. So we all have to be more health conscious. We need to start to... So this is not just for footballers. And I would also bring it home again. Aside from professional footballers, recreational footballers, why is aerobic exercises okay for them? Most people want to live on past glory. Oh, I played football in secondary school. But when you played football in secondary school, you were active. Now you walk. You're sitting down long hours. Now, do you warm up even before you start the game of football? Or you just get on the pitch and say, oh, I was the Ronaldo in school? No, because there and then, the moment you come onto the pitch, with that short burst of energy, it could lead to a cardiac.
Yes, still talking aerobics here. Let's tell you that you can, you know, contribute on the show. The number to reach us right here on Inside the Net is 07053. Let me take that number again. 705-320-1010. Yes, that's the number to call us. 705-320-1010. You can also reach us on a different social media platform on Spirit of NG Radio. The N is in capital letter. On Spirit, at Spirit of NG Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and of course Instagram. Then you can also follow myself on Twitter at Kofi Raphael. Send your tweets coming. Just make sure you hashtag Inside the Net. You can also follow us. Yes, we have a new Twitter handle for the show, Inside the Net AF1. Inside the Net AF1. Send your tweets coming, and of course we'll get stuck in. If you have any question to ask Rosalind, yes, on exercise, send your tweet coming, and even if she's not with us in the studio, she will reply. She'll give you the answer via the tweet. Lastly, before we leave this segment, for the man or the woman or the young person listening to me now who is not a footballer or who is not into any sport, how important is aerobics to his lifestyle?
Okay, so everyone, our bodies were made to move right from creation. If we look from the Bible, which I believe in, when they were placed in the garden, they had to move around. So we were not made to be sedentary. So with that, it means that exercise is important for even a child up to an adult. Now, you need to find what works for you. So if it's a walk, a 15-minute walk done consistently every day would help with your utilization of oxygen. If you feel you have to go to the gym, just find what works for you. And dancing is a good aerobics exercise. Mm. So why don't you find what works? But you have to constantly do something. Now we live in the nation where most people are dying of lifestyle diseases. So we speak about hypertension, we speak about the blood glucose. Why are these things happening? Because we've left the main call of us being active to being sedentary. Some of us now attribute it to luxury. It's no luxury. Luxury is killing a lot of people. Mm. We need to come to that place where a step a day would really lead you. And people would say they don't have time. If you wouldn't make time for exercise, would you make time for sickness? Mm. It's a question.
Well, a big question there. Well, right here on the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, we inform and educate you. I'm sure that you've been educated a little bit, you know, about the importance of exercise. Whether you're a sportsman, a footballer, or otherwise, you need to exercise. A big thank you to Rosalind Yemike for joining us on the show. She is a yoga instructor, business manager, trooper. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much,
Rafael. All right, guys, let's go on a quick break. And when we come back, the show still continue.
We ain't even got a track on it. I got many blessings, I could brag on it. I've been through the fire, I could talk on it. And I heard it on the street that they got love for me.
Oh, show, Baba. Baba God, they make me come and swag on. Them they bad do me anytime when the song's on. Them they see the light they shining, them they run come.
Now you see, say we they run the city. I don't think that any one of you can step to titty. I just wanna sing the song. Break it down, oh yeah, shake it to the
gonga, yeah. Baba God, don't bless us. Now why we they talk this matter, yeah? Some people want to pull me down, I still they walk out, yeah.
No be say them say. Like say you know no, no be say them say my brother.
Oh yeah, Joe for me,
I do well for
now. And boy, so gay,
I do well for now.
Oh yeah, go mole,
I do well for now.
Check out Jones, okay.
My brother,
if I start to talk,
the team where I don't take my eyes, see we no going. My brother, we no going. If I start to count, the team where my back on it don't do it.
Follow them, they complain. Make you no forget, say Baba God day. Every day is a good day. Holiday from Monday to Sunday.
Oh, yeah, mole. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Oh, yeah, quite a wash of them problem no day. See my life today. Blessings every day. And they shine so bright.
Did they make them, they wonder why we they so composed. Anything we do, we they in control. Anywhere we go, then they won't follow. And anything we touch, we they turn to gold. Oh, yeah, joke for me.
I do well for
now. Everyone is okay.
I do well for now.
Oh, yeah, go mole.
I do well for now.
Check out Jones, okay.
My brother, if I start to talk, the thing where I don't take my eyes, see we no going. My brother, we no going. If I start to count, the thing where my back on it don't do, we no going. My sister, we no going. If I start to talk,
okay, thank you so much for still staying with us right here on Inside the Net Africa Football Show. And right now we are on the segment where we talk about the Nigerian Professional Football League, and we have our own photojournalist, someone who is very passionate about Nigerian football. His name is Ademola Bangbolu Origa. He joins us live on via the phone line. Origa, good afternoon to you. A lovely Saturday.
Yeah, good afternoon to you guys in the studio and all our listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lovely Saturday as well.
Yeah, how are you doing and where are you right now?
I am in Ibadan. I am doing great.
Okay. Origa, quickly, let's look at the match in Nigerian Professional Football League. That's match day 12, if I'm not mistaken, how it went down. Okay. Any surprise for you so far with how it went down over the weekend?
Yeah, a little bit of surprise. I was surprised with the Kwara United against Abia Warriors match that ended in 1-1.
Okay.
And Abia Warrior was taking the lead on the very close to the end of the match before the Kwara United were able to get an equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that, look, Ivama is taking his lead.
Yeah.
And he's doing very fantastic well, not just like he has taken his time. But this, by the end of the game, he will definitely push himself out of the relegation zone, probably to the ninth or within the tenth position on the line. So I was surprised because the level at which Kwara United have been taking their own matches and even have been executing their away matches has shown that they are very serious and their team is taking all the maximum 3 points at home. But unfortunately for them, they have to drop 2 points at home and they have to drop it to Abia Warriors. And it was a fantastic result for Abia Warriors because they have been patient with Mama Amaka Kabo. That's why the fact that they wanted to get him sacked,
yeah.
But they gave him some time and he was able to recuperate and to put himself together. And he's taking Abia Warriors back into the position exactly where they are hoping for.
Okay, let's give out the result of match day 12. Plateau United defeated Jigawa Golden Stars by 3-0. Like you said, Akwa United against Abia Warriors played out 1-1 in Ilorin. Kano Pillars against Sunshine Stars of Akure ended 1-0 with Kano Pillars taking that. Warri Wolves, yes, in Delta State defeated Rivers United by 1-0. Eyimba, surprisingly at home, played 1-1 draw with Akwa United. What's happening to Eyimba?
In football, sometimes one goal is not enough until the final whistle. I think they should have buried some chances they had, making it 2-0. And it also shows that, look, Akwa United, they are not giving up. They determined that, look, on the end of the final whistle, that is the only time that you can see the game is done. So they put it to the end, and they made the last kick. And the last kick was all they needed to get them the maximum the 1 point, which is an encouraging and it's a motivating factor for them to go into tomorrow's game. I remember, unfortunately, they had the draw in 2 points, and it was good because it was bad for them because if you are hoping to win the league, you have to beat the contender. You're not going to beat the pretender. And Akwa United is proving himself to be a contender. And they lost 2 points, even playing like at home. But I believe against Jigawa tomorrow or the game there, they should look for the maximum 2 points. If they lose the match against tomorrow, against Jigawa tomorrow, or they draw 2 points, they show that, look, they are not in serious league.
You said if they want to win the league, do you think it's possible? Because right now they are playing in the CAF Confederations Cup. Don't you think it's going to be very difficult for them to maintain their momentum going forward as a title challenge, as you know, trying to challenge for the MPFL this season?
No, it's not going to be. See, except they want to defeat themselves. I thought that one is not going to be surprised if they looked at themselves as if possibly they're going to get out of the group stage. Very tight for them, and it's very difficult for them. Looking at the circumstance, and looking also at the fact that they don't have any airports in their own place. You see, for instance, all those other things in the place, they probably have airports in their place that they can fly out of their country easily and flow back to their country. But Enyimba has to travel probably to maybe the nearest state that has it. So for me, Enyimba is like the continental is not their target. They probably play the group stage, get some cash, and come back to come and pursue the NPFL. For me, their target should be the NPFL. They don't have the quality. Looking at the quality of players they have, and looking at also the quality of players, the teams inside the team that they have,
yeah.
I don't see them doing fantastic. No, their focus should just be, let us play the Confederation Cup and focus on the league. For any Nigerian club right now, the winning the league is the priority. If you win the league, that's the maximum, and that's the best you can get for yourself. So for me, Enyimba, I'm not seeing them doing a very fantastic in the Confederation Cup. But they would do very well if they can focus on the Nigerian league. That's really a look at it.
Okay, another team that is not doing well in the Nigerian league now is AFC Fine Uba. They were defeated by Nasarawa United away from home by 3-0. And right now, they are sitting 18th on the table. They are facing relegation as we speak now. With they have played how many games now? 12 games, and they have just about 12 points. What's happening to AFC Fine Uba? There's a lot of expectation, you know, when they came into the league because they are a privately owned club. What happened?
Yes, just like you said, they are. It's based on the fact that the owner of the club, Senator Ifeanyi Uba, he had a target. But he gave a face to Nigeria that, look, he's coming through sport. Even though he's doing something exactly in terms of football and in terms of developing sports in his local state. But actually, his target is the politics. His target is politics. His target is, if you look at what is happening in Anambra, he wants to go for the governor. And that has been his focus. And even if you look at the team for the past maybe 2 or 3 years, they have not been doing fantastically well. They are holding a lot of players and make them to make some of their players to leave, even without a good rapport. So it shows that they are depending on smaller boys or inexperienced players, maybe only one or two players in within that team is experienced, if you're going to look by it. But for me, I'm not sure they have enough experience. They have younger boys, and at the same time, they are not even playing at their home ground right now.
Yes.
They are moving from one spot
to
another spot. So it shows that no, they are not going to be stable, and their mindset is not going to be, they are not going to be focused on so many things because they are moving. They are not sure maybe where they are going to play their next game. And they have lost some matches due to the fact that they are not playing, even in their home ground. They lost one of the matches, I think one of the second matches, maybe against Ruby or one team, they lost at two. And they also lost to Kamikula at their home, which happens to be a match that's also to play at their home ground. And today, tomorrow, they also will play against Plessy United. Which Plessy is going to look at as an advantage for them to make me take the point or take my slipper. Think the problem with if I invite that, the owner of the club, the proprietor of the club, has shifted his focus to quality and less attention is given to the club. But once attention is not going to the club, see, they can't do more than what they have. That is exactly what is happening to the club.
Okay, Origa, Wiki Torres defeated Enugu Rangers by 2-1. Adamawa United bounced back after their horrible attack on the road and defeated Lobi Stars by 1-0. Thankfully, the driver of Adamawa United has been released from the last report I got. Heartland of Owerri also defeated Dakada FC by 1-0. And MFM went away to Katsina, and it was a goalless draw. Good one for MFM, picking another 1 point away from home. And we have the fixtures that are going down from tomorrow. Of course, the game between Abia Warriors and Wiki Torres is ongoing as we speak. Tomorrow, we'll see Akwa United take on Rivers United. Dakada FC will take on Kano Pillars. Kwara United will welcome Warri Wolves. FC Fainba will take on Plateau United, like you rightly mentioned. Lobi Stars in Makurdi will take on Katsina United. Jigawa Golden Stars against Inba International. Enugu Rangers will take on Heartland of Owerri. That's a Super Sunday, and that's the Orienta Derby. Then we have Sunshine Stars against Adamawa United and MFM against Nasarawa United. Now, Origa, before we go, I want you to talk on the Orienta Derby. Enugu Rangers against Heartland of Owerri. Let's look at it. Enugu Rangers, they've been impeccable at home this season. They've only lost 2 points at home. That was when Lobi Stars came to pick play a draw at home. Now, they've been very good at home, but Heartland away from home, they've been very, very poor. They've gotten 4 points. Well, some people will not agree with me that they've been poor, because they got 4 points away from home so far this season. Against MFM, they got maximum 3 points, and in Akure, they got 1 point. Do you think Fidelis Lechuku has what it takes, you know, to upset Rangers in Enugu? Quickly, we have less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know. You see, he has been gotten an encouragement through the past matches he has been playing. And if you look at them right now, they are having 17 points, and they are almost in the first segment of the table, which is an encouragement to them. There's nothing stopping them from picking the point or 3 points at Enugu today. If they play very well, if they are very sure that the referee is going to give them a 50-50 chance, and definitely they need to go all out. Although they have been having problems, and I believe maybe the more the time they have, the more the points they are getting. The thing that they are having difficulties about saying they have not played their players, and despite they have not played, they have to move from Enugu, going to Enugu. Probably they are going to get a point. I see them doing very fantastic well. Because they have been doing very well, they have been motivated, and things have been going over. Maybe the more the crisis, the more the result is coming for them. That's the way I looked at it.
Okay, Origa, thank you so much again for always giving us your time right here on Inside the Net Africa. We hope to talk to you again next week after these games would have gone down.
All right,
thank you so much. Yes, we'll go on a quick break, and when we come back, it will be time to go to the next segment of the show, which is the man of the game segment. But before that, we'll, of course, as a tradition on this show, we'll give you a brief history about a club, yes, a club in Africa. But let's take a quick break, and when we come back, it will be time to talk about, we're looking at Esperance of Africa, yes.
Icon. Greatness. Connie. Sir.
DJ Neptune.
Joe Boy Bonday.
Charlie, I'm a bad boy, but you know the love I go give, not the mad one. 100%, you not find one. And you know the boy give the light, what an icon. Baby girl, go low, see my eyes on you. Yeah, hey. I know you don't feel my vibe though. Tete. Baby, I know you be the right one, and nobody come close, nobody nice one.
Are you using a corny? No go do you corny. Bounce, bounce, jiggle low, baby, take it slowly. Tell me how you want it, put the booty on me. Hands down, you're the best of the best. The rest, rest, take a rest.
I don't wanna hear you.
Proudlymp3.com.
Show okay. I begin that joke. I'm on a bad
you go pull up like a handbrake. You know, say everything they ready preset. And see my pull out. Game make you crazy. Your booty beauty, full of hot body, but you know the girl is cool. You know me, I'm a king, so I rule. Oh, my vibe from the south, Bobby Chulo. Baby, make I tell truth. I put your leg to the right and another to the left, like it's kung fu. Like me, I like you, and nobody could do what I'm gonna do. So what you won't do?
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Yes, thank you for staying on the show. This is Inside the Net Africa, and today we'll be looking at Esperance Football Club of Tunisia. Yes, they are also known as ES Tunis and Esperance ST. They are a Tunisian club side based in Bab Souaika, that's the neighborhood of Tunisia. The club was founded in 1919 by Mohamed Zouahouri as an act of resistance against the French colonization. They became the oldest active football club in Tunisia, and its traditional colors is red and yellow. That's the colors are red and yellow. They play in Stade Olympico, with a capacity of 60,000 spectators. The club is mostly known for its football team, which is currently playing in the Tunisia Professional Football League First Division. Esperance is the most successful Tunisia club domestically. They have won 30 Tunisia League Professional League titles, 15 Tunisian Cup, and 5 Tunisian Super Cup. all of them national record at international level. Experience has won a total of 13 titles, with 8 organized by Confederation of African Football, including 4 CAF Champions League titles, 1 CAF Cup title, and 1 CAF Cup Winners Cup title, and also 1 CAF Super Cup title. Esperance of Tunisia, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now we are on the second segment of the show, and I have a veteran sport journalist in the house, my own mentor in this business, the man who made me get interested, so to speak, in talking on the MIC. He is Godwin Enakina. He joins us on today's edition of the show, and we'll be looking at the Nigerian Professional Football League. Mr. Godwin, it's indeed a pleasure to have you on Inside the Net Africa.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, Mr. Godwin, let's look at the Nigerian Professional Football League, something you have a passion for, that you followed for as long as I can remember. And I want to talk about the incidents, you know, road incidents that have happened over the last 2 weeks. Adama United were involved in robberies, coming to Lagos to the MFM. Ricky Thomas also were involved in road accidents, where their boss was. And then, of course, also the incident in Uber and Robert, they were also involved in road accidents.
Now let's talk about football in Nigeria. You know, one of the biggest problems we have is that we all like to plant trees from the territory. You know, that's the biggest thing. The only means of transportation for the poor, for the average Nigerian, even the rich are also struggling to travel by road with everybody. Yeah, that's number one. A nation where you have one main meat of Nigeria, you realize that you don't have to fly. You don't have to go by the, you know, conventional road system. You go by, you know, rail systems all over. And those tubes or trains, as you call them, are more faster. That's what it is. So let's address first and foremost the issue of alternative means of transportation. That's why we have the chaos in Lagos, like we have now. Only one means of transport. Everybody takes his car. Now, we are, a lot of my colleagues, the old and, you know, the younger colleagues, keep saying professional football, there's nothing professional about our football. What we are running right now, yeah, that's a fact. What we are running right now is an amateur league that you are giving a name that does not befit it. So if you're running an amateur league, in amateur football, anything goes. So that's what it is. If you are surprised that Adamawa United has not paid salaries for 7 months, he's allowed to play in the league.
Yes.
Then it cannot be a professional league. And I'm a team that does not have a chairman, that does not have a media officer, that the club is run from the office of the Commissioner of Sport. What are you talking about? So the club is the highest paid player in Adama United earns less than 100,000 naira. 50,000, 30,000. Professional football league. Are you asking why they are traveling at night? Why would they travel at night when they are not important?
Wow. At the detriment of the players and the coaches and even
There's no detriment. There's no detriment anywhere. You know what a government can do to the people? You know what they do to the people?
No.
I need you to answer me.
No.
You will impoverish them. Impoverish them. Then they will jump at anything. So you find a Nigerian player who is struggling to survive. You find the Nigerian coaches who are struggling to. So if you ask them to travel at 1 a.m.,
they will travel. At least to live where they are. Go to somewhere where, at least for some hours or whatever, they will stop thinking about their families, the landlord, and what have you. Mm. So it's a systemic problem. You know, I've said all the time, and I repeat, face Nigeria. If you face Nigeria, the challenges we are talking about every day will be minimized. We can't eradicate it. No nation can eradicate our problems, but you can bring them down to the barest minimum. So until we start running what is truly a professional league in Nigeria,
yes,
we'll be traveling even at 2 a.m.
Okay, you mentioned, you know, the case of a club that has not paid the players for, you know, some couple of months. And this brings to my mind, I mean, when the league was about to start, the registration process, the LMC, you know, giving the mandate saying that that club must submit their financial report, any club that cannot pay will not be registered. Does the LMC not have the political will to sanction these clubs?
Are you coming from where? Are you a Nigerian?
I mean,
how many media houses are paying salaries? No, I'm asking you. 90% of media houses are not paying. 90% are not paying. That's a fact. How many organizations are paying their staff? Organizations are laying off their staff.
That's
people
true.
Are working from home. You know? Listen, first and foremost, this club you are talking about,
yes,
are run, you have 20 club sides in the Premier League in,
yes,
Nigeria. 18 of them are run from the rooms of governors, their wives, commissioners, special advisors, accountant generals, and what have you. States have not paid their workers, civil servants, they are owing them salaries. And you now think what they say is play to be paying them salaries? The LMC is owned by what? The LMC is owned by the government of Nigeria. Can you challenge your governor? Can you challenge the government? The NFF is run by the Nigerian government, the federal government, through the Ministry of Sports.
Yes.
And the NFF runs the LMC. And you ask Udiko to go and stand in front of governor and tell him that if we don't play this, we'll not play. Who punched Udiko?
Wow.
You know, one of the things we do, we ascribe to people the powers they don't have. So Udiko runs the LMC. Simple. But cannot take decisions that are hard, that will change the fortunes of the league in Nigeria. If he tries it, he'll be removed the way Chief Obaseki was removed. He'll be removed the way David Owumi was removed.
Yeah.
He will be removed the way Barry Bote was removed. He will be removed the way Honorable Nukarabo. Nukarabo started this club licensing, and he said that if it's only five clubs that will meet the club licensing, then he will run. You know what they did to him? They promoted him to chief executive officer.
COO.
Yes. And brought the chairman, Chief Udiko. That was how Chief Udiko became the chairman of the LMC.
Yes.
And their power is very sweet. So these are let's face this challenge. Let's not run away from this challenge, my brother.
Mr. Godwin, you have followed the league for, like I said, as long as I can remember. And now, you know, let me ask this question that will perhaps, you know, give way for my next question. Was there a time our league was really professional?
We have never had a professional league in Nigeria.
Wow. So,
no, we have never.
What do we do? What do we do? Because, you know, in time past, and maybe still present, you know, we have clamored for the fact that we need private owners to start or to own clubs. Now we have the likes of FC Fayumba that are not really doing, you know, well in the league. Some will say the project or the owner of the project has abandoned the project because he has finally got what he's looking for. Or, you know, what are the solutions now to getting it right, to running a professional league in Nigeria?
You see, I just told you,
yeah,
if you don't face Nigeria as a country,
hmm,
we cannot. Let me ask you. I'm sure in that office where you are talking from, you're on generator.
Yes.
There's a diesel running that place now.
Oh, yes.
You don't have light. That place you are, the roads to where you are going to, if your area is good, I'm sure 2 streets away from there, the roads are not passable. Number three, you provide your own security. You don't even have security. No light, no good roads, no... A country where everybody has to dig a borehole. Look, football is entertainment. It's not important. So you ascribe so much importance to sports. A former minister in this country said, Ministry of Play Play. That's what he called it. He said it was Ministry of Play Play. In that your office, where you are now,
yeah.
If they're going to cast maybe news for 1 hour, football or sport will give you how many seconds?
Maybe 10 minutes.
That means people are good, 10 minutes. In some places, it's one minute, 30 seconds.
I mean, because my program is an hour program.
No, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about news bulletin.
Yeah, okay.
I have not seen one station in the whole of Nigeria where the news bulletin is on and sport is given 10 minutes.
Mm.
3 minutes, 2 minutes. And if you're going to yank anything in the course of the bulletin, sport will be the first to be yanked.
Yes.
So, you see, the biggest challenge is as long as government run sports in Nigeria, we will never go anywhere. It is PR for governors. It is corporate social responsibility for the federal government. So they will hold on to it with everything that they have. They will never let go. People are quick to point at the entertainment industry. The entertainment industry is about creativity. It is not tied to government. That is why government allow it to thrive. Just let it go. Because it is individual what? Individual talent. The likes of AY, Alibaba, you know, just name them. The bandits of this world, the Two-Face, they don't need government. They sit down, it drops in their head, that's the talent God has given to them. They don't script their songs, and they go to where? To the studio, master, and it comes out. They make their money. If government was involved, the entertainment industry in Nigeria would die today, naturally. Let me ask you, yeah. You were not too young in this country when we had NITEL. Yeah. Where is NITEL?
Dead.
Are you aware that the country does not have an airline?
Yes, Nigeria always has been privatized. Yes.
It has not been privatized, it was kids. Just like NITEL was kids.
Wow.
You don't have it. So when you run, no, this is probably just one, just a little of the bigger problems that we have as a nation. So when you say, what's the way out? And I said to you, feast Nigeria first. When a country that is feast will not be paying the match bonuses of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. The Super Eagles is a brand that should run itself, feed itself, take care of itself. That's what it is. So you find that in a professional league, 20 club sides, 18 are run by governors who see them as PR tools only. Government is not in the business of making profit. Government is the business of what? Providing what? An enabling environment. That's what it is. So, you mentioned Ifeanyi wasn't in it because he wanted to make business. Ifeanyi had a target. He wanted to be governor of Anambra State. Yeah. It didn't work. He moved on to the Senate. And he said, I've achieved. Okay. Maybe now they run my agenda. He handed it over to his in-law. MFM is youth repositioning.
Yeah.
The owner of the club said, I want to reposition youth. Yeah. I am not doing business.
Mm.
It's simple. Very clear. It didn't start off and say, I want to make business. It is youth. The youth in Yaba has this. What do we do? How can we take them off the street? That's exactly what he has been doing. So, my brother, don't climb this tree from the top.
Okay, Mr. Godwin, let's leave the MPFL now. So much. Because when we talk about the Nigerian League, you know, we will talk over and over again. Let's look at the Super Eagles of Nigeria. The coach, Jonathan Traor, says that Nigeria cannot win the World Cup. From my own angle, I expected the man to be diplomatic. But some school of thought have come out to say that no, that he's just stating the obvious. I mean, he made mention of the fact that we have players who play for, you know, clubs like West Brom, clubs like Leicester City. Meanwhile, those who win the World Cup plays for the likes of Barcelona, the Chelseas. Is that the problem of Nigeria?
Well, you remember how many years ago, may so rest in peace. I'm really surprised. Many years ago,
Late
Yaba Modu came and said what? He said Nigeria has average players.
Yeah.
That was many years ago. They crucified him. Kill him. For saying such a thing. Now, when Benaro is a white man, the media is silent. Nobody is saying anything. But the truth is it right? Yes? No? Ghana almost touched the semi-final of the World Cup.
Yes.
If not for Luis Suarez.
Yes.
That was how many years ago? About almost
that was
10
in 2010, yes.
10 years ago.
Yes.
And counting. That was when it took place in Africa.
Yes.
Ghana was almost... Who were the players that were playing in Juventus?
Samoa Kwadwo. No, just, one or two. The captain they were looking up to was even not playing in one of the top clubs.
So it meant that anything can happen in football. When Senegal went all the way to the quarterfinal and they could have got into the semifinal if they had not started jubilating before playing in the same Uruguay, they would have been the first African country to get to the semifinal. You get what I'm saying? So it is in football, like we always say, it's like biscuit. Anything can happen. So you would say, yes, Ghana is right. It's actually take a miracle for us to win the World Cup. But anything can happen in football. So I'm saying I will not vilify Ghana for saying that, because if the war went crack, lizard no go enter.
Yes, so
Ghana to coach the Super Eagles of Nigeria. A fraud from Madagascar. An amateur coaching the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You know, I keep asking people, they say they have changed their whatever. I said, it is five years, Kofi, that Delaro has been coaching the Super Eagles of Nigeria.
That's right.
He won a bronze that Eguabo won many years ago. He won a bronze that Shabu Amodu won several times. He won a bronze that the Lagerbach won many years ago. The bronze that even Paul Amite won. Onigbede won silver. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
At the same Nations Cup. We went to the World Cup. Stephen Keshi moved further than where Donaro got to. Remember, the second Clement Zesauer.
Yes.
After the first game he played was December 1989. Less than a year later, it was up to a year. A few months later, the same Clement Zesauer are taken out to the final of the Nations Cup in Algeria, August 19.
Yeah.
Ghana has spent 5 years, would not been able to get to the final of any competition. We went to the World Cup and we were disgraced. Clement Zesauer took us to the World Cup in 5 years, the same number of years that Ghana has spent now. Zesauer spent the same. He won the gold medal at the Nations Cup. He won the silver. He won the bronze. 17 FIFA World Cup. Because he was... I will tell the story of it. You know, say Paniamu.
Yeah.
I will tell you the story of the role that West Ham played in 94. He went to the World Cup. West Ham turned Nigeria to the most entertaining team at the World Cup. And the fifth best football playing nation in the world. That was Clement Zesauer. 5 years. We have had 5 years of Ghana Raw. There is nothing, absolutely nothing to point at. You see, may we be delivered from the anointing of Atalaton.
Amen. Amen.
That's where we are right now with Ghana Raw. So that's what I want to say. Even coach Nigeria. But that's why he was earning 10,000. They reduced it to 3,000. because he knows that he can't go anywhere else.
Mm.
Let's not talk about the Eagles, and we don't have a team that you can beat. You can't stake your money on the Super Eagles anymore, can you?
No.
That's where we are. I remember those days when you see Taribo come out.
Yes.
You see an Okocha. We don't have, those superstars don't come every day. But when Western Ops delivered in Nigeria, we did not have superstars.
Mm.
Kessie asked for a private plane, and he told him, sorry, don't come. You can stay where you are. We don't need you.
Mm.
And he went with the staffers of this world to that party. Ayo Gulano, Aloy Ago, were all these superstars? No. Of course, elder brother Emmanuel was there. Was he a superstar? No. Edema Fuludu, was he a superstar?
No. Well, Mr. Gadu, we have to go, but maybe one last question for 1 minute. Tony Bullis, that's on MFM now. Tony Bullis is on suspension. MFM have gone away from home in Kano. They've played Adamawa here in Lagos. They got 3 points, and their last game they also got 1 point from home. Are things looking good now that Tony Bullis is away from the team for the meantime?
That's a question you should ask. I can't answer my question. You are the journalist out there. You should be the one to tell me. I mean, before we went to Uyo,
yes,
said that we played the 1-1 draw.
Yes.
We went to Abia.
Yes.
Against Abia Warriors, we played the draw.
Yes.
So this is not the first time that we're playing draws.
Mm.
There's nothing new.
Yeah.
If we're gonna beat any team, who has not beaten the Adamawa?
Yeah. That's true.
Uh-huh. So did you expect Adamawa to beat MFM?
Mm.
No. Mm. So it's still early days yet.
Okay.
Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
You know, it's still early days yet. There's still a long way.
Yeah, we're week 13 now.
Mm. Week 13, yes. Let's keep praying for MFM. It's our own.
The only Lagos team we have in the Nigerian Professional Football League.
Exactly. Things are not what they're supposed to be, but everything goes through phases, and then we'll come out of it very soon.
Amen. Mr. Godin, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time right here on Inside the Net Africa on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you so much. You know, within the short notice, I think I told you about it, that I would like to have you on Thursday, and you said no problem. Thank you, sir, for everything, and thank you for, you know, mentoring people like me in the game.
You know, the beauty of it is that when you give birth to children and the children are not doing well, you'll not be happy. But when you see them flying,
that's right,
you'll be very, very happy. I'm very happy for you. The sky is your beginning. Anytime, any day, yes, I'll be there for you.
Thank you so much, sir. And I'll talk to you immediately after I leave the studio.
Thank you.
All right, problem. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you got it there from Godwin Inakina, someone who, you know, has followed Nigerian football for as long as I can remember. Well, that's the much time we'll allow us to talk right here on Inside the Net Africa. Of course, the show makes another big return next week, Saturday, 3 p.m. is the time. Don't miss it. Like I said, you can always continue this conversation, like I always say, on our social media and do at Kofi Raphael, a Spirit of NG Radio. The N is in capital letter. Follow us on our Twitter and do on our Facebook, on Instagram, and let's get the conversation going. Of course, we'll see you again next week. Kofi Raphael, CADU is my name. Bye-bye for now.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.